Stones there from their album Let It Bleed, at a song called You Can't Always Get What You Want. That's very true. It's our rock program here from East Coast Radio. And we've got some music now from five guys who together really did produce some excellent material. Robert Fripp, Ian MacDonald, Greg Lake, Michael Giles and Peter Sinfield, together known as King Crimson. Robert Fripp, Ian MacDonald, Greg Lake, Michael Giles and Peter Sinfield. King Crimson, that was from the album In the Court of the Kings and Crim, and that was in fact, I suppose, the title track from that album, a song that was written by Ian MacDonald and also Peter Sinfield. Right, 21 minutes, 19 minutes away from 1 o'clock, it's East Coast Radio, medium wave and also FM. It's Stephen Bishop and also the one and only... Hello, sir.
Hello, it's Nigel Roberts here.
Nigel Roberts, yes. How are you tonight, anyway?
I'm not so bad, actually.
You're looking very well. We've got some nice music, haven't we, between now and, say about 3 o'clock this morning, haven't
we? Yes, rather.
Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to do?
Well, sort of a nice boogie session, you know.
You probably know more than what I do, actually.
Well, we've got these piles of albums, and we thought that you out there might like to hear them.
So, that's what we're going to do for you between now and 3 o'clock. We've got a track now, actually, from Eric Clapton.
Wait.
Not playing rock music, are they?
Okay, you're not now.
I would say actually that is one type of music that's definitely not covered enough. We seem to hear whichever radio station you tune to, either the Stars on 45, ABBA, or even Christopher Cross seems to be getting his name about quite a lot nowadays, doesn't he?
Yeah, right.
And there's not enough of the Eric Claptons and the Pink Floyds and that nowadays. One of the best rock programs I've heard actually here in Dublin is that of Dave Flanning, I believe his name is, on RTE, RTE Radio 2. That's on each weekday evening, I believe. Midnight to 10 to 2, isn't it? Something
yes,
like that.
Anyway, he
plays some excellent music.
Totally amazing.
Right, yes, that's another one for it. Anyway, would you like to tell us exactly what your next choice in music is?
Right, the next track is Jefferson Starship, and the album is Dragonfly, the track Caroline.
Keep on lying. One thing leads to another.
1974, the Jefferson Starship from the album Dragonfly, and Caroline, very nice as well. Over to you there, Steve.
Ooh, thank you very much, that was very kind. Nice song that, and brought back lots of nice memories, especially for me, and I'm sure it did for you as well, hey Nigel?
Yeah,
it
certainly did, actually. Bit of old wah.
Well, this is in fact another true statement. We were actually earlier on this evening, or maybe I should say last night, having one or two pints of Theakston's. Theakston's is a nice drop of ale, isn't it? Yes.
Lovely stuff.
Yes. Real ale, actually. We were drinking that down at the Queen's in Dorky. Quite a nice pub, really, isn't it? Yes.
Don't like leather jackets, though.
No, they don't, do they? As certain other places don't either.
That's certainly the thing, isn't it?
It seems to be a thing, actually, if you're into rock music at the moment. You're not allowed into certain places, especially if you're into jeans and jackets.
And bumpers.
I'm into jeans, I'm also into Carols and Dire Straits.
Marmite,
yes. Awfully American, don't they? In fact, they come from the southeast of England, Dire Straits. That was taken from their very first album, simply called Dire Straits, and a song there called Let's Go Down to the Waterline.
Indeedy.
A very conducive idea, what?
Yeah, right. Okay, the next record, we go back to 1967, and Vanilla Fudge start off with Illusions of My Childhood, Part 1, and the classic You Keep Me Hanging On. Vanilla Fudge from 1967, and of course that was written by Holland and Dozier.
Right. Holland Dozier and Holland over here.
Eddie Holland.
Mustn't leave out a second Holland, hey?
No,
end up in Belgium, right?
Yeah, right.
Yes. A great songwriting team, Holland Dozier and Holland, wrote many, many classic songs for Tamla Motown, not only in the 60s, but also in the 70s, and not only wrote songs for Tamla Motown artists, but artists of many different labels.
Psychedelic.
This is in fact a true statement, talking of psychedelic actually. We'll be playing lots of psychedelic rock tracks between now and 3 o'clock. What? Hey?
Yeah, definitely, yes. Totally amazing stuff.
This is in fact a true statement, yes. Right, 5 minutes past one, you're listening to East Coast Radio, broadcasting on 228 metres, that's 1314, or is it the other way around? No, it's 1314 kilohertz.
1314, yeah. And also on the FM band at 101.5.
Yes, right. If you'd like to drop us a line, then I'll give you out our address now, and also a little bit later on, just in case you don't catch it the first time around. It's East Coast Radio, Post Office Box number 17, Glenageary, County Dublin. East Coast Radio, PO Box number 17, Glenageary in County Dublin. Right then, we've got to drop the old hard stuff for you now.
Boy Dukes with Ted Nugent, and that's Baby Please Don't Go.
And before that song, we heard from Motorhead, and a song called Too Late, Too Late. Nice piece of music, that.
Bang your head against the wall.
This is in fact a true statement, yes. I do in fact enjoy some of this Motorhead, come Saxon, come Iron Maiden type music.
Your system.
I suppose status quo were the people who originally started all the headbanging, but it's progressed quite steadily since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has really. really, yeah.
Especially with Saxon and Motörhead. And Whitesnake to a certain degree.
Ooh, Deep Purple.
And Rainbow.
Yeah.
The list is actually endless, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now then, talking about the 60s, an album actually we're going to play our next track from is called The Best of Pink Floyd, and it contains a lot of good material, including this song.
Does not mean I'm past 14 and can
That's John's Children and Desdemona from 1967. That's featuring Andy Ellison vocals and Mark Bolan guitar and vocals. Getting a bit tongue-tied here.
And before that we heard from the Pink Floyd, also in fact from 1967, and their song was called...
It would be so nice.
I caught that there, didn't I?
I was daydreaming there.
Actually, the only reason I asked you the title, I will in fact admit to it. I forgot it, you see. Both those songs from 1967, as we've said. Right, it's 21 minutes after 1 o'clock, Saturday morning, Saturday's Rock Joint from East Coast Radio, and some music now from Steely Dan.
And if you want some fun, is your old man. He's always laughing, having fun, showing his films in the den. Come on, come on. Soon you will be 18. One God to the movies, now we're alone.
You'll agree with me, Nigel, when I say that Steely Dan have come up with some excellent music over the past 10 years or so.
Very nice, yes. Funky.
Yes, this is it. Stumbling over each other there, but anyway, Steely Dan there from the album Katie Lied, and that was called Everyone's Gone to the Movies. If you went to see a movie last night, hope it was very enjoyable, and we'll dedicate that song just for you. What was the last movie you went to see, anyway?
I can't remember, actually. I think some science fiction thing, I think.
Yeah.
You know, quite a few of them I like to go and see.
Actually, I remember the last film I went to see was this awfully sad thing, The Last Snows of Spring. I don't know if you know that one at all.
No. Oh, it was Time Bandits that I went to see last.
One of the best movies I think I've seen in a long, long time was not so long back, actually, about 6 months ago. Second time I'd seen it, and that was the Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii or something, yes?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, it was very good.
That was a very good movie. Amazing. Some excellent music. It's a pity, actually, we've already played some Pink Floyd and we haven't got any more on the programme. Maybe we'll choose some for next week. 26 minutes past one, and some music now from Genesis.
Thank you.
soil. Now the rain has come to end. Life again destroyed. Life, do they play elsewhere? Do they know more than their childhood games? Maybe the lizards and tails. This is the end of man's long career. We'll be right back.
our second one on the program this morning from Eric Clapton, that time taken from his classic album released in 1974, 461 Ocean Boulevard, and that was entitled Motherless Children. And before that
was Genesis from the Foxtrot album and Watcher of the Skies. Very good album that.
And a very good idea to watch the skies. You never know what you're going to see up there.
Shooting stars and things.
Or maybe American space shuttles.
Or Russian things.
The thing is, if you're a listener to our daytime programs, you'll probably know that we've had, or certain members of our staff have had, one or two problems waiting for buses. It does in fact appear that we got the same problem waiting for the space shuttle to take off, but unlike the buses, the space shuttle did eventually go. Yes, right.
Where did it go?
To space, I think, somewhere.
Hey.
It does in fact appear to have taken off yesterday.
Kirk and all that.
This is it, yes.
Blake 7, that's what.
Give us more thrust, Scotty. 21 away from 2. It's East Coast Radio broadcasting on medium wave and also FM. If you're listening sort of miles and miles away, maybe you'd like to send us a reception report. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Do you know our address?
No, I can't see it actually.
I'll tell you. Get your pen and pencil together. Have you got it?
No, I haven't got it actually.
Get a hold of it. That's
thing
great.
The keeps going in the end.
Yes, right. Now, jot this down. This is right. Our address.
Okay.
East Coast Radio.
Yep.
P.O. Box number 17. Yes.
Got that.
Glenageary.
How
do you know how to spell
that?
Glenageary? I'll tell you actually, you don't know. It's quite simple. G-L-E-N. A-G-E-A-R-Y. Have you got that?
Right.
Okay. And that's in County Dublin.
Tell me
what it is. Go on.
It's East Coast Radio, Post Office Box 17, Glenageary, County Dublin.
Splendidly done, sir. Award yourself a couple of gold stars.
Or a Marmite sandwich, I think.
Or a glass of Maccabee. Right. Yes. Ordered it go.
And Thinkstons.
It's Nigel Roberts and Stephen Bishop here with you. We're on the Saturday Rock Joint until 3 o'clock, and some music now from Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton.
That could be a true statement.
Do you feel like we do?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I something else. Peter Frampton from Frampton Comes Alive. Do you feel like we do? Really great, that.
A very talented young man, and of course he's been around since he first began, as it were, in the music scene, hasn't he? What with Humble Pie.
And The Herd.
And The Herd, yes, yeah. Yes. Remember The Herd?
He couldn't even play guitar then.
Really?
Really, honest.
Oh dear, he turned out to be one of the world's finest guitarists, as it were.
Very nice.
Peter Frampton, great track that. 5 to 2 is our time, and a track now from probably the best-selling album of 1979, Supertramp.
Was it early morning yesterday? Up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm a early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what they say,
Precisely 2 o'clock, that's our time, bang, spot on, whatnot. East Coast Radio, 228 metres medium wave and 101.5 megahertz FM. And a track there called Goodbye Stranger from the 1979 best-selling album by Supertramp, Breakfast in America. I'll tell you actually, Nigel, one of the concerts I'm really sad about missing was Supertramp's November concert in Paris, November 79 concert.
Right. The one I recorded the album with.
That's it, yes, the album certainly sounds totally amazing, doesn't it?
It's a very good album, actually.
Yes. You can really get into the atmosphere, especially on some of the songs. Yeah. The logical song of the album is absolutely great. In fact, on the program on Drive Time tonight, I heard what was it? The Soapbox Opera, taken from the live album. Great song, that great album. Ah, now then, we're going to take you back to the 60s. Do you remember Nirvana?
I certainly do.
And this song, Rainbow Chaser. Yes.
Yeah, it's totally over the top.
Yeah, this in fact would be a true statement, right?
Over mountains high and low, I can't.